Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light, for you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life
right here at Block Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life, and I'm your host, Gary. And just in case you're new here, Revolutionary Life is a show that talks about the things that affect our lives every day. The thing is that we talk about those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. You see, if change is inevitable, it's the reactionary that tries to hold change back. But change is the only thing in this universe that's constant. The revolutionary knows that. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, when you're on the front of change as it goes down, when you ride change in, you might have something to say about what that, how that change is shaped when it lands, when the dust settles. But if you're on the ass end of change, you might not have anything to say about anything after the fact. It's like a wave. Either you're going to ride the wave or it's going to slap you upside the head and take you under. It depends on whether you got your finger on the pulse. Your timing is everything. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. Tonight, on Revolutionary Life, we'll continue with the segment called The Illusion. The Illusion. Are we living in an illusion? This is a part of that segment because that segment covers several things. If you're new here on my site, you'll find that if you stroll down, there's an on-demand section. If you're on my site and you stroll down, you will see an on-demand section. All of our shows are archived. And so previously we did several parts of this illusion theme. And so you will find that there's a lot of illusions that we live under. Some of them seem relatively benign. But when you watch people believing, knowing about the illusion and then believing it and living their lives by it, it's time to say something. See something, say something. Yes, and so tonight again, we talk about the illusion that we live every day. And what's a different perspective do you have on the world when you raise the veil, when you see beyond the illusion? Now, some people will run back into the illusion and say, well, it's safer over here. I'm familiar with Master's Plantation, so I'm going back to the slave quarters. I'm not going to run to freedom. I don't know what freedom is. I'm scared of the unknown. I'm going to go back to Master and tell him I'm sorry I ran away and see if he'll take me back. I might get a beating, but at least I get back to what I'm familiar, the plantation, what I'm familiar with. Those who dare trucked on to freedom. Now, or a better, different life. Tonight, the illusion, the topic is the illusion, dreaming. Dreaming versus being awake. A lot of people out there say they woke today. That's a different thing, guys. Tonight, we're just talking about dreams. And that is not a lightweight subject, by the way. There's books and stuff out there on dreams. There are people who will help you interpret your dreams and tell you what this meant and that kind of thing. So it does get deep now. I ain't going there. But it does get deep when you start talking about dreams. So that's not just a lightweight subject. That's people who make their life reading dreams and following dreams and journaling. People journal their dreams. Some people are told to journal their dreams. Write them down so you don't forget them. Wherefore? So you don't forget them, I guess. And just in case they come true, you can always open up your journal and say, see, I dreamed this a couple of days ago. Something like that. I guess that works. However, Dreaming ain't no lightweight subject, it seems. Seems like there's a dream world out there. There are dream catchers out there. There are dream interpreters and analyzers. There's people who say they never dream. There are people who say, I don't dream. And many times, we wake up and we say, we haven't dreamt. We slept last night, but we didn't dream. We, at least we don't think we do. And then there's some scientists who say, oh, yeah, you dreamed. Everybody does. You might not remember the dream, but you dreamed. So, do you know when you dream? Do you know when you're dreaming? Or when you're awake, do you pinch yourself or you have to check, see if you're dreaming or awake? Well, that's interesting. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, this illusion between reality, or what you call being woke, and dreaming. Very interesting subject matter tonight, because like I say, scientists say you dream whether you think you do or not. Some people have nightmares when they dream. Scares them, wakes them up. Some people have wet dreams, sexual dreams. Some people have dreams, great, beautiful dreams. Some people, you know, we dream. Some people daydream. You have a daydream, you ain't sleep, you ain't in the bed, but your mind is off somewhere, right? You sitting in a classroom or at the job, but your mind, and here's where the dreaming goes down, guys. Because your body can be laying in the bed or sitting in an office, but your mind, your thoughts, still going on. You're still having transactions in your head, in your dream, let's put it that way, in your mind, let's put it that way. You land, your body is laying in the bed or sitting in a desk or whatever while you're dreaming, wondering. W-A-N-D-E-R, wonder. Your mind is wandering off. You ain't present. And so that's where a daydreaming session looks like. It can go down in broad daylight. Most of us dream during sleep time. Well, let's deal with that, guys. Because I told you to get deep. There are people who interpret dreams. There's books on dreams. There are cultures. Let me just say that. There are cultures that say, and some of those are Native American cultures right here in this country. There are cultures that have long time believed that what you call being awake is sleep. And when you lay down and close your eyes and go off to sleep, they say, oh no, that's when you wake up. When you're dreaming, you're woke, for real. What you call being woke for real is the dream. I ain't make that up, guys. And that ain't some woo-woo stuff. I mean, in a sense, but because it's a belief. But there are cultures who believe in dream time. You ever heard of that? Dream time? Oh, it gets deep. I want you to think about this. How can people possibly believe that what you call dreaming when you sleep in bed at night, they call being woke? And when you're up going about your day-to-day chores during the day, they call being sleep. When you think about that, do you immediately say, oh, no, that can't be true? Or do you stop and think about it? Because check this out. Most of us have had these dreams where your body don't ask no questions. If your mind, and that's where it all goes down at, baby. Just when you think you're a body, here's where it all goes down at. If you're pretty sure in your mind that you're walking down the street, and you make a mistake and you almost step off the curb, have you ever jerked in your sleep behind a dream like that? I literally, it's got to be more than me. Now, I know it's more than me because I see my dog do it. That's right. I see my dog sleeping, laying flat on his side. And he jumped, but he was still asleep. And I'm going, look at that sucker. He dreaming or something. Because he jumped and moved his legs like he was trying to catch himself. And I remember having a dream very similar to that. I remember I wasn't quite asleep yet. I was just dozing off, I think. But somehow or another, I guess I was walking down the street or somewhere, and I slipped and almost stepped off the curb. But when I jerked to save myself, I realized I was sitting on the couch falling asleep. I wasn't walking down any street. I wasn't about to step off any curb, but my body said, oh, you're about to step off a curb, so we're going to jump. My whole body jumped to save me. Now, didn't my body have sense enough to know it was sitting on the couch, even if I didn't? No, it didn't. It didn't care. Because it does what your mind. It follows your mind. I've done these presentations on healthcare and placebo and how people heal themselves because they took a sugar pill because they believe they took the real drug and they took a sugar pill and all the tumors go away. Your body responds to your mind. And you know that because you can be in your bed, in your home bed, doors locked, window shut, curled up in the covers. And have a dream where you might end up on the floor, fall out the bed, bloom on the floor, because you rolled over or made a move in your dream, required a move being made in your dream, but your body said, okay, and made that move, even though it was in the bed. That's right. Young boys, when I was a young teenager, I had what they call a wet dream. That's kind of like a sexual dream. You dream you're having sex. You're not really having sex, right? You're in bed, sleep, dead sleep. But you go into this dream where you meet this person and all that good shit, and your body says, okay, we got it going on. We taking care of business. Until you realize, somehow or another, somewhere in there, you realize, uh-oh, I'm not really having sex, I'm dreaming. I got to stop this because your body done took over. Your body is saying, okay, we got it going on. And it's about to ejaculate. And you wake up realizing that, God, dog, I'm going to mess up the bed or my underwear or whatever. Here's the thing, guys. Your body is listening to your mind right now. If you're sick, if you're sad and depressed, if you're stressed out and fearful, your body is reacting to that right now. Whatever's going on in your head, real or imagined, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're fucking with your body right now by messing with your head, your thoughts. Whatever's going on in your head is going to reflect itself in your body. And I'm talking ills, aches, and pains, and diseases. So you dream at night. and you're making movies. I know, hey, I knew a kid who walked in his sleep. Now tell me that your body will do something other than what your mind telling it to do. Like your body got its own mind. No. I know somebody whose body gets up out of bed, walks them to the front door. Well, actually, this was a particular case. He walked out the kitchen door, out onto the side porch. When they stopped this kid, he was standing outdoors on the porch, standing in dead sleep. Sleep, man. Sleep. You have to shake him to wake him. And when he woke, he don't know how he got out there on that porch. And that's some scary stuff. This little kid would get up in the night walking and still be in a state of sleep. Sleepwalking. You've heard about it. But this guy would go outdoors, man. That's dangerous. This guy will go outside. And when they looked up, he was standing out on the back porch, side porch, just standing there, outdoors at night, in his bedclothes. And when they woke him up, it scared him. He didn't know where he was. Because for all intents and purposes, 10 minutes ago, he was in his bed. He was going to bed for the night. Now he's standing on his front back porch. And his body got him up and walked him out there without saying a word, without arguing with him, because his mind was running shit. I want you to keep that in mind, how your mind can affect your health, your body, your ability to heal, your youth. Watch this. Now, so if you examine dreaming, one of the things you notice about dreaming is it has a physical effect, that your body responds to your dreams just like it will respond to a real life situation, right? It doesn't care. It doesn't seem to know the difference sometimes. But even in your mind, not just your body movement, but even in your mind, your dreams can dream. Let me give you an example, guys. Let me tell you a story about a dream I had. You tell me what's going on. I'll never forget this dream, so I'm good. I'm gonna run it down. I can run it down to this date, and it wasn't something I had recently. I dreamed somehow or another that I ended up standing in a pile of money, all bundled in nice little wrappers. And these bundles of cash went up to my waist. I could barely walk because I was in this mountain of cash. I don't know how I got in there. Don't ask me. I don't remember that part of the dream. But while I was checking this money out to see if it was real, I picked up a whole one stash of money, wrapper, and I'm holding this chunk of money in my hand, and I'm checking it out. I'm dreaming now to make sure it's real, because this can't be real. All this money, and it's just me here. And so while I'm looking at this money, a voice, I recognized the voice, it was me. A voice said, hey, you know you're dreaming. And I agreed. Yeah, I know I'm dreaming. And then in my mind, in the dream, guys, I said, I know I'm dreaming. But you know, they said dreams come true sometimes. I don't know if that's real or not, but I tell you what, I ain't going to take no chances. This money looks so real to me that what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a fistful of this money and stick it under my pillow just in case. So when I wake up in the morning, just in case this was real, I'd have some of this money. I can't take it all. It's a mountain of it. But I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna take this nice stack and ball it up in my, tighten my fist around it and stick it under my pillow. So when I wake up in the morning, if that shit was real, I got money. But when I woke up the next morning, my fist, my left arm, my right hand was surely under my pillow, balled up in a fist. I was hesitant to raise the pillow. But when I did, there was nothing in it. But I did have a fist underneath that pillow. But that fist was empty as hell. But check it out, guys. I had actually moved in my sleep purposely without waking up to put my fist under my pillow with this money in it, because when I woke up, my fist was under that pillow. And that shook me. So it was a little minute before I raised that pillow, but I'm thinking, because the whole memory of the dream came back to me as I saw my fist underneath the pillow when I woke. I remembered the dream clearly. So, but when I raised that pillow, right, nothing's there. But I had put my fist under that in my dream. My body had took care of business. My body did what my mind was going through, it, as though it didn't have a mind of its own. The next time you think your brain is running shit, I got news for you. It ain't. Your brain just sits there and receives. It knows what's happening. It might know what has happened more than anything. But it really can't keep up with what your mind is doing, whether it's real or not. Because in my that dream I just told you about, how many people were in that dream? Just one, me. But how many voices rang out? I mean, how many situations? First of all, I'm laying in bed. That's one me. That's my body, for sure. Second of all, I'm dreaming I'm in a stack of money. So there's another me in the dream in a stack of money. Then this voice that says, you know you're dreaming. By the way, you know you're dreaming. You know that's just a dream. Where did the hell did that come from? Maybe you can help me out. Because that sounds like a third person who knew a little bit better, who called me on this situation. So I had another mind that called me on this situation and said, hey, you know you're dreaming. And I agree. Standing in the money, that me is standing in the money. That me said to itself, you're right, I am dreaming. But just in case, you know, they said dreams come true sometimes. I don't know if that's true or not, but just in case, I'm going to hold on to some of this money. So I grabbed a fistful of it and stuck it under my pillow. So when I woke up that morning, if dreams do come true, like they say, I'd have some of that money because it was so real. I'll never forget that dream, guys, because there was too much going on. I knew I was dreaming. Have you ever had one of those dreams? Have you ever had one of those dreams where you kept on dreaming even though you knew in the dream without waking up, you something told you or you had the feeling or whatever, you knew that you were dreaming. Okay, this is a dream, you say to yourself. Oh, I know I'm dreaming. This has to be a dream, shit like that. That's you. That's you thinking in your dream. Damn. And you laying in the bed asleep. All of them you. The one laying in the bed, the one in the dream, and then the mind in the dream, the third one in the dream that says, hey, you know you're dreaming. I'll never forget that dream. Even though I wasn't all that disappointed there wasn't any money under that pillow. I was most disappointed that I literally had put my fist under my pillow as though I had a fistful of money. Physically, I had put my fist on the airplane. When I woke up, my fist was under the pillow. My right arm and a fist was under the pillow. I had put it there in my sleep. And it stayed there until I woke up. And so, guys, what's going on? What is this voice that says, hey, you know you're dreaming? Is that a third me or something? That's over, and which one of them got, I mean, I guess neither one of them has got a better overview, because even though my mind told me that I was dreaming, I still took that money, didn't I? I stuck it under my pillow just in case. I didn't believe I said I did. I agreed with my third mind or whatever that was that said, you know, you're dreaming. I agreed. I said, yeah, I know. But, just in case, I want to put some of this money under my pillow. It was a lucid dream. You know what they call lucid dreaming? It was lifelike. Even though I heard the voice say, you know, you're dreaming, it was so lifelike that I convinced myself that, okay, it ain't going to hurt nothing there. If I am dreaming, I'm dreaming. If I'm not, I'm going to have this big lump of money under my pillow in the morning. Either way, I'm good. So just in case, I stuck my fist under my pillow, and that fist was under that pillow the next morning. Here's the thing, guys. I want you to understand something here. These things, you know, I guess there's a lot of research on dreams. But dreaming is another life, guys. It's another experience. And that's all life is. All life is an experience. Could be fake. It could be virtual with them virtual reality glasses on. It could be a movie that you're watching that you cry, even though those are actors on the stage and they're reenacting something. You might cry or laugh at a movie, right? So it really doesn't matter if something is real or an illusion to you, does it? Your body will react as though it's real. They can get you to, let me put it this way. Your body is tuned to react to your mind. Free your mind and your ass will follow. Your body will follow. It's responding to your mind. What are you thinking about? It might reflect in that gray hair you just grew because you're stressed out, or that new wrinkle you just created because you're worried about the future, or you're lamenting something that happened in the past. And your body is reflecting that in its physical characteristics. Your body is saying, okay, well, this is like post-traumatic syndrome. This is like thinking you're back at war again. If you're a soldier who's suffering from post-traumatic syndrome, then all of a sudden you start sweating and you start feeling like you're back under fire in war again. And you're at home now. And so you have to go to treatment for that. Post-traumatic, that means after the trauma. The trauma happened long ago. You're still responding to it as though it's happening right now. That's post-traumatic stress, and stress will kill you. Post-traumatic stress. You went through a traumatic situation back then, and you didn't leave it back then. You brought it with you. You were assaulted back then, but you didn't leave it back then. You brought it to the now. You brought it with you. And so your body says, okay, we still under this trauma, so let's look like it. Let's act like it. So when you suffer post-traumatic syndrome, you could be sitting at your kitchen table, but all of a sudden you're shaking and you're sweating and you're on edge, like you're in the military, you're back in a military situation, and the enemy is coming, you know, and you got stressed out with all the gunfire and not knowing whether they were going to come out the bushes anytime now and that kind of shit. Either way, you get that same kind of feeling on edge, and you back home now. You were so traumatized by that experience that you relive it. That's post, after the trauma, post-traumatic syndrome. Después de, after the trauma. How many of us walk around carrying facial expressions and body movements that are associated with something that happened in the past? Because your body don't care. All your body care about is what you're thinking about, what's going on in your head, your dreams. Your body responds, don't they? Then we just got through talking about how your body responds in your dreams as though it's the real thing and you're laying in bed. Your body don't ask no questions, Jack. So if you're sick, if you're ill, if you're hurting, if you got pains, if there's something about your body that you don't like, it didn't start with your body. It started with your mind. If your actions, hey, check this out. If you, you heard me mention a certain cultures that say that what we call being awoke is dreaming. What we call being sleep and dreaming, they call being woke. So when you go to bed at night, you literally wake up in that culture into the real world. And when you wake up in the daytime, when you wake up in the morning and get up out of bed in the morning, you're really going back to sleep. You really went to sleep and you're dreaming. Dream time. Aboriginal cultures across the world has several of them, including Native Americans here, also have this dream time. I have this concept that what you call life is a dream. What you call a dream is life. And you can't prove them wrong. That's the strange thing about it. Because you can go in your dream and be scared to death. And be laying in your bed. And you wake up sweating. Your body don't care. Your body believes what you believe. Your body believes what you believe. Your body will believe that you're sick. If you go around telling people, I am a diabetic, and your body will say, okay, we're diabetic, y'all. We're not just dealing with a disease called diabetes. Uh-uh. We are diabetic. That's who we are now. I'm a diabetic. But if you're a diabetic and you claim it, you know what they call claiming it, Jack, then your body will claim it. Your body will say, oh, no. We're diabetic now. No, you're not. You're dealing with a disease, maybe. Just like you're dealing with the flu. You're dealing with a disease. But you ain't the flu. You don't become the disease. However, we claim these things. It becomes part of our identity. I had to take these pills and these pills and these pills because I got this and I got that. And this helped me do this and this helped me do that. Man, come on. I told you. And you can look at my on demand section and you'll look under the look for the word placebo. You can believe that you're taking a cure and be cured. Look under placebo And you will find that every pharmaceutical company that puts out a new drug must do a clinical trial. And in that trial, they will have three groups. A control group, a group that actually takes the medication, control group doesn't, the group that has to actually takes the new medication, and a placebo group. The placebo group don't know they're the placebo group. They think they're taking the medicine, but they're given a sugar pill instead. I told you that the FDA refused to put a drug out on the market because every time they did a clinical trial, 7 out of 10 people who took the drug got better. The problem was, it's 7 out of 10 people who took the sugar pill, the drug, believed they took the drug, got better. You got to beat the placebo group before the drug can come out, usually. I don't know if they made an exception for the coronavirus drug. Since we were in a pandemic, I understand they made a lot of exceptions to get that drug out quickly. They allowed them to cut a lot of corners. But they said they did all the basic stuff they're supposed to do to research the drug. But we know that the average vaccine takes at least a year, maybe a year and a half, to even come out as something safe for the public. It didn't take that long to get the coronavirus drugs out by 3 or 4 different companies because they skipped some things. They were allowed to. But having said that, the Federal Drug Administration would not let a drug onto the market if it cannot beat the placebo group. If the people who took the sugar pill, if all of their tumors went away, and the people who took the active drug, if all of their tumors went away, still they're not going to okay that drug because they're going to say, is it the drug or just the belief that the drug works? What's going on? And so placebo tells you once again what I just told you about in this dream quest, that your body responds to your mind. You look like your mind, like your mind. You feel like your mind. What you're going to learn, my friends, is that the physical world, your circumstances and situations out here don't matter. Only your state of mind matters. You're going to learn that the physical world and what goes on out here doesn't matter. Create matter. Your state of mind, your state of being is the only thing that's important. Because it is your mind that controls your body. It is your mind that controls your physical world. It is your mind that decides how you deal with situations and circumstances in your world. The circumstances are neutral. They didn't come here to hurt you, those circumstances, generally. They just happen. Traffic accidents, flat tires, shit happens. How it affects you depends solely on your mind. Whether it's a good situation or a bad situation, whether it affects you negatively or positively, is always going to depend on how you look at this situation, your definitions. Your body is going to respond to your mind. You know what? I've watched. All right, we're getting to our call-in section pretty soon, guys, but we got a few more minutes. I watched a kid bump their head on a table, a little kid learning how to walk. Bumps his head on the table, on a sharp little corner of a table. It must have hurt. But before he cried, he looked around the room at his mom and others in the room as he put his hand on his head. And in one instance, I think his aunt said, "Boy, look what you did to my table. You done bumped up against my table. I wonder if my table is hurt." And she went over and rubbed the edge of the table. And the little kids sit there and wonder. And then the mother, of course, ran over and picked him up, started rubbing his head. That's when he starts to cry. When he's picked up and patted, he starts to cry. When his aunt picked up, went and went to the table and stood it to the kid and said, "Look what you did to my poor table." The kid wasn't crying. He was just sitting there holding his head, watching, looking. And like in limbo or something, waiting to figure out what to do. But once his mom came and patted him up, he knew what to do. It's to cry. Because she told him, "Oh, my poor baby, you hit your head, my poor baby, baby, baby." And he started crying. But for a minute, that was an interesting situation. For a minute, that when he hit his head, he said nothing. He just looked around the room. And his aunt tried to deflect his attention from pain or anything by saying, "Look what you did to my table." I'm telling you, situations don't matter. State of mind matters. Your dreams are proof of that as well. It doesn't matter that you're laying in bed. If you dream you're being chased, you might end up on the floor running from something in your dream. You might fall out of bed, you know, hit the floor, turning a fighting something. I've seen people fight in their dreams. Their body doesn't care. Your body says, "Okay, we're fighting." You got to understand your body is listening to you. Don't blame your body for the shape it's in, for the pains it has. They're coming from you. Keep that in mind about your pains and diseases. They are resistance to the natural self. In my dream, lucid dreams, in a lucid dream, you begin to learn that there's a thin line. You then hear an Aboriginal culture tells you that no, no, no. What you call being woke is dreaming. When you go to bed and go to sleep, what you call dreaming is actually waking up. Are you woke or are you dreaming? There is a song that says, "Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream." When you learn there is no out there. You know, Hermes Trismegistus, Thoth, the ancient Egyptian, one of the hermetic laws that came out of his work was the law of mental, that everything is mind, and there is no out there. Everything that we think is physical, everything we think is outside of us, it's just shit going on in our head. It's what we believe. You perceive what you believe. It's all mental, according to Thoth, the ancient Egyptian. There is no reality outside of your brain, outside of your mind, except one you create. There's no real out there, that all is mind, all is consciousness. Therefore, you always dream. You never not dream. I told you, I was dreaming within a dream. I was in the dream. dreaming. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of my dream, I dreamed. I said to myself, hey, you know you're dreaming. Don't forget you're dreaming. I'm talking to myself in a dream. And the self I'm talking to is dreaming. And I'm just reminding that dreamer that they're dreaming. In the middle of my dream, a voice goes, hey, you know you're dreaming. That was my voice. I recognize it. And I agreed. I said, yeah, I know I'm dreaming, but I'm going to hold on to some of this money just in case. So a dream within a dream. Maybe we're always dreaming. Like I say, if Thoreau is correct, if mentalism is correct, that everything is just mind, there is nothing out here. We imagine hard surfaces in a world outside of our head. But there's nothing out here. It's part of the dream that the Aborigines say we're living when we call ourselves woke. That means we're always dreaming. We're never not dreaming. And the world in front of us is just a reflection of that dream. If we knew we were dreaming, if we knew we were dreaming, maybe we would, shape that dream the way we would like it to be. All right, guys, I'm getting down to my call-in section. I'm going to open up my chat room. And I set aside the whole time, this whole half of the show, guys, for call-ins. That's true. And we're there now. We're just about there. We got a few more minutes. And I'm going to go ahead and open up my chat. My phone number is on my website, on my site. If you're on the site, you should be able to see that guest call-in number. That number should be 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. If you call me, you're going straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say, and everybody will hear my response. If you like, you can put your questions, comments, and concerns in the chat. I will be monitoring that chat, and so I'll be able to speak to you, respond in the chat and out loud if you like, over the air, or whatever questions or concerns are in the chat. And so I'm monitoring the chat. I got my lines open. I'm going to give you a little music. I'll be right back. And we're going into our call-in section, the section I call Your Time to Shine. Here you go, guys. And I'll see you in just a minute. All right. I think we got a caller on our line, guys. I want everybody to hold on just a moment. I'm going to try to bring our caller on to the air. Hang on just a moment. Here we go. Caller, this is Gary, your host here at Revolutionary Life. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with? I guess I didn't mean to call, guys. All right. This is our call-in section, guys. Our call-in number is 563-999-3531. If you got questions, comments, concerns, you can call us. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. You're going straight onto the air. I don't have a secretary. I got my chat room open. If you got questions, comments, and concerns, log into the chat. If you don't want to come on the air, you can put it in the chat. This is the side of the show I say is your time to shine. I set aside this side of the show for you. I'm talking about dreams tonight. I was wondering whether you knew the difference, or do you think you know the difference between when you're woke and when you're dreaming? I gave you an account of some dreams I've had that I wasn't too sure. Certainly my body wasn't. My body behaved as though it was going down, whether I was in the bed or wherever. My body didn't care. My body was following my mind. Your mind. Free your mind and your ass will follow. So my mind was carrying my body along. My body was responding to what was going on in my head. I try to make an emphasis of that, guys, in the sense that that's how, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your physical fitness, when it comes to all anything that has to do with your outside world, it starts in your head. It starts in your head in the sense that it starts in your mind. I guess your mind might be in your head. They haven't found it yet. But it's your thoughts, man. It's your mind. It's your state of being that makes matter. When I say circumstances don't matter, I mean circumstances don't make change. They don't create matter. Your state of mind will create matter, change things. Circumstances don't matter. Your situation is meaningless. Your state of mind is everything. It will determine how you move in this world. In fact, I pointed out to you that in ancient times, the ancient wisdom of Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, Hermes, the Greeks called him Hermes Trismegistus. This wisdom was, he had the hermetic laws, and one of those laws was called mentalism. Guess what that means? He says that everything, all is mine. There is no out there. You're tripping. You just trip. There is no outside of you. What you think, what you call out there, from your body to the computer you're using, is mental. It's a mental aberration. And you find that hard to believe because you're sitting there using your computer and you can feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. It got to be real. But I told you. Shit, when I was dreaming, I was sure it was real. My body was sure it was real for a moment. Until something stepped in and said, hey, you know you're dreaming. And I didn't care. I agree. But I said, I'm going to hold on to some of this money in my dream just in case. I was going to play both sides against the middle, Jack. Maybe I'm dreaming. I agree. I know I'm dreaming. But this is so real, I said to myself. This dream is such real, so real. I'm going to grab this money and hold on to it because who knows? Maybe my dreams will become reality. Maybe my dreams may become reality. There's a song by that name. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Just let me dream and dream and dream and dream. Because who knows my dream? Maybe there's a song by that. But now it's time to think about it. I told you. There are cultures in this world, Aboriginal cultures, Native American cultures, who will tell you to your face that you're dreaming. And you don't wake up until you go to bed and go to sleep. What you call being woke is a dream. And you're pretty sure they're wrong, don't you? You're pretty sure that's not true, aren't you? Think again. You always dream. You're never not dreaming. I guess the goal is to make your dreams what you want them to be. Your goal is not to have any difference between the dream you're having in bed. If you create a beautiful dream in bed, a goal or anything, reaching a certain height in your dreams, all of a sudden your waking life just becomes a continuation of your beautiful dream. And when you go back to bed, you go back to that beautiful dream and you do some more of that beautiful dream. And when you wake up, you just fulfill that dream. There's just no connection between your sleeping dreams and your waking dreams. There's no connection. There's no disconnection. Because you're always dreaming. If the wisdom is correct, if the ancient wisdom is correct, everything is mind. Everything is consciousness. Everything is going on in your head. There is no out there. Out there. How about that, guys? There is no out there, meaning you dreaming this, you're putting this all together in your head right now. And what you see out in front of you is a reflection of what's in your head. Now that I can accept, no problem. That the world around you, your situation is a direct reflection of where you're coming from, believe it or not. Change your mind. And you can change these situations because the situations don't matter. Only state of mind matters. Circumstances don't create matter, but your state of being will change things. Be concerned with what you're dreaming because you're always dreaming. You never woke. How about that? Nobody's woke. We all dream. There is no out here, out there. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight here at Revolutionary Life, and we in our call-in section. I got my chat room open. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in chat. I'm monitoring that chat. I'm monitoring that chat, and I will be responding to that chat. This part of the show I put aside for you. I call it Your Time to Shine. Let me give you a little music while you contemplate whether you would like to communicate. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah. So, ich gehe von Bob. Ich gehe von Bob vom Kreuzfahrtschiff.
Ja, das Schiff ist von Bob.
Ich gehe von Bob.
Das Schiffding, scheiße, die Bob, komm mal, das Schiffding. Mist. Mach mal ein schönes Ding.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, Monday through Friday. We're on from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We generally talk about things that affect our lives every day. The difference here is that we talk about those things from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. And if there's one thing constant in this world, it's change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, if you're on the front of change, if you ride that wave in, if you're on the front of change, you might have something to say about how it's shaped when it goes down. If you're on the ass end of change, I guess you won't have much to say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And tonight, guys, tonight we got a little deep because tonight we went to talking about dreams and being awakened. And I told you a dream I had where I had a dream inside of a dream. That's the deep stuff. And I thought it was real. It was a lucid dream. But we've all had them. I've had them as a young teenager coming into puberty. We've all had real life-like dreams, and our bodies didn't give a damn. Our bodies followed whatever our dream was. I told you, I know a kid who would wake up standing out on the front on the side porch of his house and not know how he got there. He was sleepwalking. His body said, he said, okay, let's get up and walk, and his body didn't say, are you dreaming? His body got up and walked. Your mind is controlling your body. Free your mind, and your ass will follow. Your mind. And then I went from there, guys, to say that there's some indigenous cultures and aboriginal cultures in this world who believe that what you call being woke is dreaming. And what you call dreaming is being woke. When you lay down in your bed and go to sleep, you're actually waking up in their philosophy. And what you call getting up in the morning, they call going to sleep. Now you're dreaming. And can you prove them wrong? They've been believing this forever. And it's not just on this continent. It was Native Americans. It's Aboriginal continent. It's Aboriginal people like in Australia. They got a dream time. They got something called dream time. But before I said they were wrong about that, even though it seems like I'm woke right now, it seems like I was woke in that dream I was telling you about, where I had all this money stacked up around me up to my waist. And something came into my dream and said, hey, you know you're dreaming. I dreamed that I said to myself, we were dreaming, hey, you know you're dreaming. Don't get too excited, you know you're dreaming. But it was so real, I grabbed a fistful of that money and stuck it under my pillow just in case. When I woke up the next morning, my fist was under the pillow, wasn't any money in it, but I had stuck my fist under that pillow. And I didn't know for sure if there wasn't going to be some money when I raised that pillow up that morning. But that wasn't. But it taught me something. That dream can be as real life. So if somebody told me, some indigenous culture told me that what I call being woke is dreaming, and what I call being asleep is waking, I would hesitate before I'd argue with them. Because in ancient time, ancient thought, ancient Egypt, the wisdom of ancient Egypt is often tracked by someone called Thoth, T-H, 1908, something like that. And they called him Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great. Hermes in the Greek. But he said he had a list, they developed a list called the Hermetic Principles, the Hermetic Laws. And one of those Hermetic Laws is something called mentalism. And guess what it says? It says all is mental. There's nothing material out there. The idea of something being hard or soft or material out here, physical in the world, is an illusion created by your mind. All is mind. Mentalism, Hermes Trismegistus, is listed as saying, all is mind. That there is no out there. Out there. My line's open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. I got my chat room open. So you're welcome to jump into the chat. If you got questions, concerns, hysterical outbursts, put them in the chat. I'm monitoring that chat, and I'll be able to respond to you in the chat or over the air if you like. This part of the show I put together just for you. I call it Your Time to Shine. I set it aside just for my call-in and my contacts. So this is your time to shine. I'm going to give you a little music while you consider speaking to this subject, if you like, if you like. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, we've been talking about the illusion. It's another installment of the illusion. Keep in mind, guys, all of our shows are archived. And so if you look on my site and then scroll down, you'll see an on-demand section. All of our previous shows will be listed there. This show, and about an hour after we're done, this show will be listed on that on-demand section. So if you can't stay for the whole show, or if you missed any part of this show, don't worry about it. It'll be on that on-demand section so you can listen to it at your leisure. Tonight, we've been talking about dreaming versus being woke. And I wonder if you know the difference. Because there are those who believe we never stop dreaming, that the whole thing is a dream. There are some people who say that when you die, you wake up somewhere and go, damn, I was just dreaming all that, all this time? That wasn't real? There are some cultures that says when you go to sleep, you wake up. And what you call waking up is going to sleep. I told you that your mind is running shit. Free your mind and your ass will follow. In your sleep, your body just does whatever it is on your mind. I told you about the kid who sleepwalked. He didn't know he was standing out on the front porch, on the side porch in the middle of the night. So someone woke him up. And he was standing outdoors on the porch. His body didn't ask no questions. He got up and walked him out there. Circumstances don't matter. Only your state of mind matters. It's all mental, some says. There is no out there. Out there. Circumstances don't create matter. Only your state of mind creates change. You matter. Circumstances have no meaning except the one you attach to them mentally. Good, bad, negative, positive. You say that shit. It is what it is. Have you ever heard that saying? It is what it is. It is. There's no meaning to your circumstances except what you apply to them. And so you can make them positive or negative. I told you about placebo. I told you that the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, refused to put a drug out on the market one time because in the trials, the people who took the actual drug, 7 out of 10 of them got better. The problem was, is that the group in the trial who took a sugar pill believing they took the actual drug, 7 out of 10 of them got better. So they couldn't put the drug out. You got to beat the placebo group. What is placebo then? How can you take a sugar pill and all your tumors disappear? Because you thought you took a cure. Because you believed, man. You got to check your beliefs. You got to check your BS. It may be time to check your belief system. Because what you believe is what you perceive. Look around you. That's you. That's a reflection of you. We've all had those dreams. We thought we were woke. We weren't. We weren't. We woke up. But that's something that we never wake up. It's all a dream. There are those who say you should make your dream life and your real life a continuity between the two. Have organized great dreams. Have great dreams. And when you wake up, live a great life. And when you go to sleep, complete that dream. There's no separation between what your dreams are and what your real life is, or what you consider your real life to be. No content, no distance connect. Everything becomes a dream. So when you wake up in the morning, don't forget to say to yourself, oh, I got to remember, I'm just dreaming. I have to remember I'm just dreaming. Yeah, I told you, some of these people who've had near-death experiences and shit like that, some of them folks come back and say, when you die, you wake up and go, damn, you mean all that was a dream? That whole life I thought I was living? And then as the Aboriginal cultures that say you're dreaming all the time when you think you woke. So if you can't tell the difference, maybe it's all a dream. Maybe Thor, Hermes, Trismegistus. Maybe the Hermetic laws. Maybe the concept of mentalism. Maybe the concept of it's all mind. Got some weight. Maybe that's real. That there is no out there. You creating it all. It's just a reflection of where your head is at. It's just a placebo effect. You're suffering from your mind, nothing else. Not situations, not circumstances, not oppressors, not enemies. If you got all those things, it says more about you than it does those things. I like that. What do you think? I got a few more minutes, guys. I'm going to leave my lines open for a minute. I'm going to leave my chat room open. I'm going to play you a little music. We got a little time left. And just in case somebody wants to shine, this is your time. I set this side of my show, this whole side of my show is set for your call-ins. And so it's your time to shine. Tonight we've been talking about dreaming and being woke. Are you ever woke? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Let me give you a little music. I'll be right back. Thank you. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. I want to remind you that on our site, if you're on our site up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a follow button. If you click that button, you'll be notified when we're live. Just across from that follow button at the top of our site there, there's also a share button. You know anybody who might be interested in the subject? You know, we got to learn to share out here, y'all. So you know anybody who might be interested in the subject? Share it with them. Just hit that share button and you can send it to them and they can come over and listen as well. Anytime. All of our shows are archived, so there's an on-demand section. That means you can go and listen to any of our shows 24/7 at your leisure. That's for you. Here on Revolutionary Life, we've been talking about dreaming, guys, and being awoke. The dream state we've been talking about. All this research into the dream state. They got people who help you interpret your dreams and all that good stuff. Maybe that's important, but you dreaming is a strange thing because your body believes you're living the dream. Right now, your body believes that what's in front of it is real. You can smell it, taste it, and touch it, right? Well, shit, I just told you about a dream I had where it was so lucid. It was real, felt real to me. Right? And then there was young men who've had one of them, had them young man dreams, those post-pubescent dreams. Then them night dreams, got wet dreams, we used to call them or whatever. Your body just responds to what's going on in your head. Your body just responds to what's going on in your head. Let me say it again. The outside world responds to what's going on in your head. Your body and everything outside of it is a reflection of what's going on in your head. Free your mind and your ass will follow. And so that's what dreams tell us, is that our body is just behaving based on what we're thinking about, what we into, what we believe is going on. If we can be made to believe it, we'll cry in a movie, even though we know it's just a movie and these are just actors. Or we'll laugh, or we'll get angry. It will evoke emotions in us. People will throw shit at the screen. People will yell, "Watch out," to the hero if somebody's sneaking up behind him. People in the theater, you hear somebody say, "Turn around, watch out." We believe. If we believe it, our body responds. Placebo. If you believe it, you can heal yourself. Well, they tell me there's something called nocebo, because you can also kill yourself by what you believe. You can make yourself sick. If placebo means you can take a sugar pill and think you took the real thing and make yourself healthy. And it must be a real thing, because every pharmaceutical company that puts out a drug has to have a placebo group in their clinical trials. They wouldn't do that if they didn't have to. So it must be a thing. And so placebo just says that your mind's running shit. What's going on up there, guys, folks? Free your mind. I told you. I don't care what your situation looks like out here. I don't care what your body looks like and what the material things in front of you look like. All of that's out there. All that's the outside world. And that situation and those circumstances don't matter. They don't create matter. They don't change nothing. Your state of mind matters. Your state of being creates matter. Changes happen. Don't be swayed by situations such that you lose the correct state of being that you prefer. If the world is a mirror, then it don't change until you do. And that's what the ancient seems to be saying, and the original, in the Aboriginal culture seem to be saying to us, that there is no out there. All the enemies you have and all the situations you have are all yours. Own it. You can't change what you don't own. You can't change somebody else's shit. You can't change what you don't own. Own what you see in front of you, your situation, and maintain a state of being the way you prefer to be, not the way the situation would make it would have you be. I want to thank everybody who listening in tonight. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And guys, for some reason we ain't here, I told you, you can come over to my site anytime. And you hit that on-demand section that's on my site. Just scroll down, and you'll see all of our previous shows. You pick the topic because we cover them all if they affect our lives. There are several sections on this illusion thing that we're doing. And so you'll see quite a few of those. don't forget to follow. There's a follow button up there. Don't forget to share. You got to learn how to share. They always taught us when we were kids, learn how to share. So share, guys, to somebody. Say you know somebody who might be interested in subjects like that. Because we went everywhere from placebo to dream state to dream time. The Aborigines of Australia will talk to you about dream time. The Native Americans will tell you, you're dreaming right now. When you go to sleep, you finally wake up. And you can't dispute them because you don't know what's real. You think you know what's real, but tell me, you ain't never had one of them dreams where you thought shit was real? For a minute there? Reality is fleeting, baby. It's fleeting because it's all coming from the mind. Thank you for listening in tonight, guys, on our dreaming versus being awake. Maybe we're always dreaming. Maybe they're right. There is no out there. Thank you again, guys. All right. I'm going to bring our show to an end tonight. I want to appreciate everybody who called in or came in for coming in. And I'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Revolutionary Life. And you never know what the subject might be, so you might want to hit that follow button so you get a heads up. Either way, I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm going to take us out of here. I'm going to give you a little music before I go. You have a good night. Buenas noches. Bono note. Ciao.